Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Asia. May I have your zip code, please?
Hi, Asia. It's 33309.
Could you provide me with your first and last name?
Gwen Nastasi. Let me ask you a question, Asia. Where am I calling? I know I'm calling California because it says it on my credit card, but what is Rarity Nature?
Okay, I do work at a third-party call center that handles different businesses. I'd be glad to assist you once I locate an account with your name on it.
Could okay,
you provide
very
me
good.
With that first and last name again?
Gwen, G-W-E-N. Last name is Nastasi, N-A-S-T-A-S-I.
Give me just a moment while I actually try to locate an account with your name on it.
Sure.
All right, and for security purposes, could you verify the address on this account?
106 Lake Emerald Drive, apartment 108, Oakland Park, Florida.
Okay, give me just a moment while I actually look over your account. Okay, I do see where you purchased our Melody Pods and our Melody Watch, each for $5.97.
No, you see, that's the problem. I've got two charges for $5.97, and I didn't order the watch. I ordered the pods, and then all of a sudden I'm looking, and I'm seeing these two charges. And even yesterday, after I took that survey to the post office, which is how I got involved in all of this, the watch came up, and I was like, no. So I just kind of went backwards and ordered the pods. I want to cancel both because now I don't trust this company at all because they seem very shady. Not you, because you're a third party, but whoever they are. So there's two charges on my credit card. Don't send anything out. You write that in your little notes. I'm calling Discover after I get off the phone with you, and I'm telling them that this is some kind of fraudulent scam. I do not want either one of those items.
I do want to let you know that those items have already been shipped out. I can't stop a shipment. So what you'll actually have to do is call back and get an RMA number to actually return our products. And with Discovery, your credit card company, or whoever that may be, what they will is a dispute. They will give you your $5.97 of each charge back. But once they do an investigation and read all of our terms and conditions, then they will do a chargeback on your account for that amount.
So who do I contact to stop this? Hello, Asia? Who do I contact?
Give me one moment while I speak to my team lead. We can't stop a shipment, so you'll have to actually receive that product and just send it back. Give me one moment. Give me just a moment. I am waiting on a response. Our call volume is high today, so we'll take them a minute just to respond.
Sure. Angel, let me ask you a question. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, if this was a reward for taking a survey and you were only entitled to one product, how come they let both of these go through? That's
okay,
another reason this is a scam.
I'm not sure how the actual checkout process went, but I do see the pause and also the watch on your account.
Uh-huh. Well, I got the email from the post office, which started this whole thing.
Give me just a moment. Okay, so what I actually do for you is go ahead and refund you the $5.97 on both of those charges, but you will actually have to return those products once you receive them. Give
okay,
me just
no problem.
A moment.
I'll return them. This is a scam, but thank you for making it better.
Give me just a moment. I do want to let you know that our refunds, they do take 3 to 5 business days, but you will receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours. Give me just a moment.
Yep.
All right, if you have any more questions, please be sure to give us that call back. I do want to say thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Where do I send the product back? You didn't give me an address.
You will have to actually call back once you receive that product. We don't give out return addresses. You will actually
have to get an RMA number. Of course not. This is such a scam. Honey, you need to look for a new job. You need to look for a new job.
To actually return that product. We don't give out return addresses now since you don't have the product. Because you will more than likely actually.
Shame on you and shame on this company. You guys are a scam. I'm calling
Discover. Thank you for calling customer service.
Yep,
you have a great one.